Welcome back to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for educators, administrators, or anyone who is interested in what kids are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today we're going to continue our series on dealing with the holidays. Our first episode dealt with keeping kids safe during the holiday season, and today we're going to talk about keeping yourself safe mentally, physically, and how to deal with stress and all the things that come up during the holiday season. My guest today is Jasmine Castleberry, who is the project director for Case for Kids 21st Century After School Programs. How are you doing today, Jasmine?
I am doing well, Michael. You have such a nice radio voice. I need you to record all of my things on my phone and on my computer and all of that stuff. Like, I love your voice. It's so nice and soothing.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes. In fact, that actually is a great intro to what we're going to talk about today, because the holiday season is fast approaching. We've got Thanksgiving within the next week or so, and then a few days after that is going to be Christmas. And so for a lot of families, especially those that have kids, it's going to be a little bit of a change in their routine. Kids are going to be out of school for the next 10 to 15 days, and if parents are working or at home, all of a sudden things are going to change slightly. So what are some things that you think adults as well as maybe kids can deal with as it comes with these changes that often occur during the holiday season?
Yeah, Mike, I think that's a great question. So one of the things that I would suggest is for people to make a plan. And so, we know that the holidays are coming, but people wait until the last minute to really decide what they want to do for shopping for food and inviting people over and maybe shopping for gifts and supplies. So it's really important to make a plan early. This helps to reduce the stress, and it helps to kind of keep us at ease, because once you go into the grocery store and you're needing cornbread and green beans or something, right, and then there's 50 million people in there, then you're just kind of running around like ragged and loose and everything. And so it's really important to make a plan. It's also important to make a plan for just your mental health as well, right? And so when you know that you have kids and or maybe you're inviting a lot of kids over to the house, having activities and games already prepared for them, movies already prepared, and food that kids will like to eat and snack on is really important as well. I would also just say to make time for yourself. I think that that's really important, because the holidays pretty much make sure that family and company is always around us, if you have that opportunity for that to happen. But it's also important that you take time to practice mindfulness. It's important that you take the time to take time for yourself, whether that's a walk to decompress or to de-stress, maybe watching a movie by yourself, or maybe doing some exercising, or maybe making a healthy meal after eating all of the greasy, sugary foods and everything, right? So I would say that those are some of the things that anybody could do to make sure that they're not as stressed during the holiday season.
I think those are some great suggestions. I think a lot of times we don't sit and plan. And depending on what your plans are during the holidays, either if you're going to visit someone or people are coming to visit you, it's definitely a good suggestion to create a plan, create a schedule, and also maybe put the people who may be coming or where you're going in the loop. I know for us, we're going to be hosting Thanksgiving this year, and so we're going to have a lot of different people. And one of the things I hadn't thought about until you just brought this up is I'm not sure if everybody's going to like everything that's on the menu. I mean, we are going to have a traditional Thanksgiving, but I do know my daughter's very finicky, so we know what she likes. Mm-hmm. But other people will be bringing their kids, so I think it is a good suggestion to reach out to them to find out if there's things that their kids may or may not like, if there's food allergies. Mm-hmm. I mean, things we normally do because we work with kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
But because it's the holidays, it's like you throw those rules that you do, you know, dealing sometimes with other kids, and don't practice that when you are going to be dealing with a lot of other different things. I know one topic that has come up a lot the last year or so in education is dealing with social emotional learning and the soft skills. And the holidays at times can maybe put a test to those things. So kids will have the opportunity to practice, you know, sharing and listening or expressing themselves. And then us as adults, we'll get the opportunity to do the same as well. But one thing I think that's slightly different, because you had mentioned, you know, going to the store, getting your things, and then all of a sudden you may realize you forgot something. Mm-hmm. And I know during the holidays for me, I'm one of those people that I don't like crowds. And so when I start seeing after Halloween, they start putting up the Christmas stuff.
Everything goes up.
I know. I'm like, oh, God, here comes that time.
It's overwhelming.
So going to the store just to get a cranberry.
Yes.
You know, if that comes up, I'm going to be like, we don't have cranberry sauce.
We don't have cranberry sauce already. Like, oh my gosh, what?
Yeah, what are we going to do? So you talked a little bit about taking care of yourself. And I guess one thing would be also knowing your triggers.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, if something that you know may kind of get you off, be prepared to how you would handle that. Now, let me ask you, like, if you're traveling or if you're just going out and there's a lot of people, how do you deal, or what would you suggest we do in dealing with either rude people or crowds or those types of things? Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that you brought up knowing your triggers, right? And this is why it's important to make a plan. If you know that you don't like crowds, then don't put yourself in a crowd. The good thing about Walmart is it's open 24/7. When I was in college, I used to love grocery shopping at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I mean, it was the best. You've got all the stockers out there. They're so helpful. And nobody is there. It's so peaceful, quiet. And you get to park near the front of the store, you know. Mm. Also, online shopping. If you don't like crowds, you can sign up for grocery delivery services, and they can deliver groceries to your house, or they can deliver it to your car. If you just make a shopping list and put everything in your cart online, because everything's online these days, right? But also, you know, not waiting until 2 days before the actual dinner to shop. So when you talk about knowing your triggers, if you know that there's going to be a crowd, if you know that there's going to be people out there who are impatient and you're going to have to deal with them, we can't really change other people and we can't really manage other people's reactions. But what we can do is set ourselves up to fight against failure. We can set ourselves up for success. And that's through those suggestions that I just offered, right? So the online shopping, shopping at unconventional hours, and also shopping in advance is something that's really important and will help to de-stress and de-trigger yourself.
And I think it also can create some teachable moments. Mm-hmm. If you're out shopping or you're at the airport or you're in the gas stations, any place where the crowds may be a little bit larger than others. And like you said, you can't control other people. But if, you know, you have kids with you and they may see some people, adults, displaying inappropriate behavior, then those are some teachable moments. I think sometimes we don't go back and, you know, talk to our kids and say, you know, that wasn't appropriate. Those people are hollering at each other, or those people are running to get that last toy that all of a sudden is extremely popular. And so I think as we continue to explore social emotional learning, those are some times where parents or adults can either check themselves or also share some things with their children. The holidays sometimes also can create depression. You see the commercials, they all show the family gathering, everybody's happy, everybody is, you know, hugging each other. But for a lot of people, it's the exact opposite. They may not have family, or they could be by themselves. They may coop themselves in the house just because they don't want to see those types of things or be reminded of it. Do you have any suggestions what people who may actually not look forward to the holidays, because it either brings up some triggers or it may show them an example of a family setting that's totally different than their own?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great question. I would suggest for people who are not really into the holiday spirit for whatever reason to really focus on themselves and gratitude and compassion, because that's really what the holiday spirit and the holiday season is all about, right? And so there's a lot of different ways that they can do that. For a lot of us, even though we might not have a traditional family setting or loved ones around us, we still give of ourselves at work. And so when we're by ourselves, that's the time where we can really plan for the future. We can vision plan, decide what are our next steps going to be for the new year. The good thing about the holiday season, or this holiday season, is it falls at the end of the year. And so we're getting ready for new growth and new birth coming in January of 2020. Another thing that people can do if they are by themselves or in a small group or a small family is you can show empathy and compassion to others. You can share with other people who might not be as fortunate as you are. And so you can volunteer at shelters or community resource centers. You can serve food. You can pack blankets for people because it's cold outside, right? And so, you know, even if it's just you and your child, you can teach them empathy and compassion. Even if it's just you, you can feel, you can show that empathy and compassion for somebody else and that social awareness for just the people that are around you. And that's a really good way for you to enjoy the holiday season and not have to be alone.
And I think the feeling that you get when you give is something that really and truly you don't know until you actually do it. Actually, when I was small one time, there was a Christmas parade in our town. And of course, at the very end, Santa comes on the big fire truck and waving and so on and throws out candy to the crowd. And I was a teenager at this time. And I recall, you know, all the kids just swarming to wherever Santa would throw the candy. And so me and some of our friends, we did the same. Santa came by us and threw out his candy, and we all just kind of jumped on it. And then I remember behind me, there was a little kid who didn't get anything. You know, it was like he was so small. And he was crying, and I remember hearing him telling his mom, was like, "Mommy, Santa, I didn't get anything. Well, I gave him my candy.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
so for me, it felt so good giving it to him, because the smile lit up his face, lit up my face, lit up the mother's face. And so as I became an adult and I had kids of my own, one thing we do each year is we buy one extra gift, and we wrap it, and we just bring it to either a stranger or we bring it to some friends that we know may be struggling during the time, so that they can get that feeling that comes with actually giving. And I think for them, it's become one of our favorite holiday traditions. They'll give us a list of what they want for Christmas.
Of course.
Yeah. But
page numbers included, exactly. Websites, here's the link.
Exactly.
All of that, yes.
But then they always, so what are we going to get? What's going to be the extra gift? That's become
the extra gift. I love that.
The topic of discussion. Well, again, the holiday season, again, brings a whole bunch of emotions, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes stressful. Sometimes you have to think about, okay, what I'm going to do with my kids. But I think the key to it, which you brought up at the beginning of this podcast, is to actually have a plan. If you know where you're going, if you know you're going on a long trip, make sure you have things to keep the kids occupied during the trip. If you have people coming over to your place, then you have to, again, discuss with the family. This is what we're going to do. These are the relatives that are coming. This is approximately how long they're going to stay. So I think the key to it is actually having a plan. And then don't forget about yourself.
Yes.
You know, so it's not
so
rude
important.
To take some time off and just say, hey, I need to be alone on this day, or I need to get away for a while, or whatever. So I think that's going to be one of the keys that I think a lot of adults struggle with. During this time, you just feel like you got to give.
Yes.
And we don't give to ourselves.
Right.
Well, are there any other comments you would like to share during on this topic?
I just wanted to just to say thank you for allowing me to share some of my thoughts. And also, I wanted to reinforce your idea of communicating your intentions to people as well, right? Because there's so many expectations around the holidays. People are expected to spend time with family. People are expected to give gifts and stuff. But when you make a plan and you make a decision for what you and your family are going to do for the holidays, just communicate that to people. And that could be through an email to all of your family and friends. Hey, you know, this is what we're going to serve. If you'd like to bring something else, you're more than welcome. Or I remember a few years ago, I had sent out a group text to all of my friends and said that I was not going to be buying Christmas gifts this year, but instead I was going to focus on experiences. And so I wanted us to go out to dinner together or go for a nature walk together, or if they had kids, instead of buying dolls and gift cards and stuff for their kids, I wanted to bake cookies with them and build gingerbread houses, because those experiences create lasting memories instead of just a gift. So communicating your intentions, and the thought being is that people will respect that, what you have decided for yourself.
Well, I think that's some awesome suggestions. I think sometimes during this time, we get into that hustle and bustle of a traditional holiday season, and we don't think in terms of doing things that aren't expensive,
right,
doing things together,
right,
spending time together. And I think at the end, that relieves some of the stress that comes with all that rushing here or there, or having,
yes,
to get this,
and being broke.
Being broke, exactly.
And being broke, right?
We don't
want to. If the new year starts off and ushers in a season of new growth and rebirth, we don't want to start a new year in debt.
Exactly.
You know, and that's really what the holiday season has come to be.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, the season of giving and the spirit of togetherness, it's become, you know, commercialized. And it's
exactly
fun,
mm-hmm,
right? The lights and the reindeer and the gift giving, all of that is fun. But let's not go broke.
Exactly.
Let's give experiences and share love.
And that's the most valuable gift, I think, that we can give. So, well, Jasmine, I appreciate you joining me on this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast. Thank you for your comments, and I wish you a great holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast. I want to thank my special guest, Jasmine Castleberry, and her thoughts and tips on how to make the holiday season a little less stressful. Please join us on future broadcasts as we continue to explore issues that are prevalent to the after school and out of school time field.